It's actually 12:48 a.m. my time here in the US, and I'm now getting ready to post for my Wednesday segment of the Building According to Pattern podcast series. This is Georgia. I hope everybody is doing as well as can be. I was just thinking, what exactly was I going to say today on this segment of my podcast? And I just thought it probably would be good just being raw, just being plain. I normally come and I have my stuff written out just to make sure that everything is flowing smoothly. I could talk to you and present to you in a very systematic way, and everything sounds very structured and organized. But right now, I just made a decision that I'm just going to talk to you straight from the heart. A lot of what I've been sharing with you over the last couple of weeks, came out of my own experiences, the walks that I have had to, or the journey I've traveled in my own personal life. And I know that what I have to say is relevant. I know that, a lot of times you just think that the experiences that you have in your own life, it's just limited to you. But the truth of the matter is, you're never the only person going through whatever you're going through. And I remember in my early walk with God, I've made a commitment to the Lord for a good number of years now. I'd say probably over 20 years, probably about 20 years or so. But where I am right now in my life, it was never always like this. No, it's gotten better over time. But I remember struggling in my early walk with God and just, wanting to serve God, wanting to please God, and just failing miserably, just failing really miserably over and over again. Every time, I thought I'd made one step forward, it's like I took 10 steps backward. And the process went on and on and on and on for a long time. But I know that the one thing that probably made the difference for me was that no matter what was going on in my life, no matter the struggles that I was dealing, no matter the habits that I had to confront or was contending with every day, one thing was sure for me was that I wanted to please God. I loved God. I mean, to whatever extent I could think of loving him, I knew I loved him and I wanted to please him. And I think because that desire was there and it was so strong, the Holy Spirit worked with that desire. And I remember going through some very rough periods in my life, struggling with sexual issues and just wanting to do right and, doing wrong. And when you read the story of the message that Paul presented, where he said that, the things that you want to do, you don't do, and the things that you shouldn't do, that's what you do. I just remember those scriptures becoming so clear in my mind. I just remember crying out to God over the years so many times and making the decision that I was gonna do right and not always being consistent with those decisions, but just noticing that as time progressed, because the desire of my heart to please God was so strong. After a while, that started trumping the other stuff. And then when the Bible talks about as you draw nigh to God, God draws nigh to you, it started making so much more sense to me. It started becoming more real. Scriptures that talked about, like in Jeremiah 29, verse 11 through 13, that God's plans for me were to prosper me and to give me an expected end, and that if I would seek him diligently with all of my heart, then I would find him, because he would respond out of because of my search for him, that diligent search for him, that hunger for him that I had. And so as time progressed, as the years passed, believe it or not, the process got a little easier. The struggle became less intense, and I just got myself into this rhythm where, it was just automatic. Some things just started becoming automatic. The struggle with sexual issues just started falling off over time. The struggle with not spending enough time in the word, the struggle with not spending enough time in prayer, all of those things that typically confront young believers. After a while, those things just started fading, and I started growing, and I started becoming stronger and stronger and stronger. And I remember just even thinking today when I was praying during my lunchtime, how this is the best I've been ever in my life. And just looking back over the things that I've walked through and the circumstances I found myself in, at different stages in my life, just really beginning to thank God, just really thanking Him for being faithful, for keeping me, for not giving up on me in those moments when I wanted to give up on myself. I remember wanting to give up on myself. I remember one time going to service, and after service ended, going up to one of the elderly. We used to call them mothers back home. I'm originally from Jamaica, so we would call them one of the mothers of the church. And just going up to her and telling her, "You know what? I'm gonna backslide. I'm gonna walk away from God because it's just so hard pleasing Him. It just seemed easier for me to just throw in the towel because I never wanted to displease God anymore, and I kept messing up." And I just felt like, okay, you know what? This is it. I'm just not gonna bother with this thing called Christianity anymore. I'm not gonna bother with this thing called serving God anymore. I'm just gonna give up on this thing called church because I'm just not good enough. I just don't qualify to do this. And I remember she said, "You can't give up, Sister Georgia. You can't walk away, no." And I remember just pouring out my heart during that period of my life, just pouring out my heart, just crying to God constantly and talking to Him constantly. And looking back, from where I am right now, looking back then, the interesting thing about it was that I never spent that much time, so much time reading the word as I did back then. I never spent so much time fasting as I did back then. And so a lot of the growth that took place in my life took place at a time when there was just so much turmoil, took place at a time when theoretically it probably shouldn't have. Technically it never made any sense. Why was I growing so much at a time when it was my greatest struggle? But yet, those moments or those periods in my life was when I grew the most. The time when I felt like I was failing the most was the time that I grew the most, was the time I spent the most time in prayer, the most time in fasting, the most time in reading the word, because I was just so desperate. I just wanted to get away from life as I knew it and just wanting to serve God, wanting to please Him with everything that's inside of me. Why am I sharing this? I just think it's important for me to share this because I believe, as always, you never ever walk a journey by yourself. There's always somebody out there who, at some point in time, is going to be walking the same pathway that you walked, be struggling with the same things that you once struggled with. And your testimony, when you share it, it is an opportunity to let them know that because you've walked through that process and you made it over, they can also make it over. I remember there's a scripture in Philippians chapter 2 that says, "It is God who worketh in us to will and to do according to His good pleasure." I used to rehearse that scripture so many times over and over and over again. It's God who's working in me to will and to do according to His good pleasure. God, put your desire in me to will and to do according to your good pleasure. And you know what happened? He started putting the desire inside of me to please Him. And I felt that desire. I felt that shift occurring in my life. And so I really want to take this time to challenge you. If you find that you're struggling in the same place where I'm coming from, where I was, I want to let you know that, you know what? It's only for a season and the struggle won't last. I want to let you know that, you know what? God looks at your heart because that's what he's after, you know? And if your heart's desire is to please him, and if you're seeking for him and you're searching for him and you're pressing into him with everything that's inside of you, the Holy Spirit is not going to just let things fall through the cracks. He's not just gonna allow your life to fall through the cracks. He's gonna make every effort to reach out to you and to rescue you and to uphold you with his right hand of righteousness and to stabilize your life and bring you back to a place where. Or bring it to the place where it's gonna get easier serving him. It's gonna get easier pleasing him. If you've walked through some things like I've walked through, you know, there's so many things, so many things I could share with you, so many issues I could share. And I suppose in time I'll probably get there. Maybe no, it's just not the right time to do so, but if you've walked through some things or you're walking through some things right now that they've literally put a pause on your spirit, they've put a pause in your life. It's almost like somebody came and a CD was playing and they just pressed the pause button. Somebody just came and put a pause, pressed the pause button for your life that you're stuck, you're not moving, and you don't know how to get out of the state that you're in. You don't know how to move past where you're at. If things have entered in your life, if there were sins that you got involved in and things you got involved with that were not pleasing to God, and it's no put you in a place where you don't even know where your identity is anymore. You don't know where what your image is anymore. In fact, you don't even like looking in the mirror anymore, because I remember struggling with that. I remember hating myself so much that I'd say probably for a good 3 years, I never looked in the mirror. I'd literally get dressed and I would not look in the mirror. I struggled with such low self-esteem and such low self-worth because the enemy came and he literally pressed the pause button in my life. I want to let you know that you have the power to unpress that button, that you can take that pause off of your life, and that you could allow the Holy Spirit to just reset your life and begin to play where you left off. I want to let you know that no matter what happened in your life, it's never too late. As long as there's life, there is hope. It's never, ever too late for God to step in and turn things around. There's a scripture that I remember coming across a few years ago. Well, a couple of years, well, to be honest. When I was going through that intense period of growth in my life, and it's found in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 18. And in your manual, when I say the book, I'm talking about your manual. In Jeremiah chapter 18, verse 3 through four. And I remember reading this scripture and I was like, oh my God, it spoke to my heart so much. And it was one of those things that took me, literally picked me up out of the pit that I was in. And it brought me to a place of stability in my life. And I want to share that with you tonight. It says, let me start from verse 2. You know what? Actually, let me start from verse 1. The word of the Eternal came to Jeremiah. Go down to the potter's shop in the city and wait for my word. So I went down to the potter's shop and found him making something on his wheel. And as I watched, the clay vessel in his hands became flawed and unusable. So the potter started again with the same clay. He crushed and squeezed and shaped it into another vessel that it was to his liking. I remember reading that scripture and just being completely blown away, because what was really happening was Jeremiah the prophet was instructed by God to go to the potter's house. And I know many of you know about the process of making pottery, but you know, I've never seen it. But just based on what I've read, the potter has this lump of clay that he has on a wheel, and as he's turning the wheel, he's molding and shaping the clay into the shape that he has in his mind. And somewhere along the line, as he's molding and shaping this clay vessel, the clay became marred in his hand. It became flawed. Something went wrong with that clay. Now, in our minds, typically, if something goes wrong, something gets cracked or broken, we just probably pick it up, just toss it in the garbage bin and move on because it doesn't even make sense. Let's start with something new. But in this instant, what the potter did, he didn't just get rid of the lump of clay that he had. That clay that became that he molded into a vessel and it got marred. It became marred for whatever reason. It became flawed. The Bible said that he took that same vessel and he began to reshape it and remold it, and he made it into something else. And I remember in that period of my life, just looking at the scripture and it just ministering so deeply to me, because it made me realize that, you know what? My value and my worth as a human being, as a person, didn't change because of the mess that I was going through, because of the situations that I found myself in, the things that I was doing that I never wanted to do, and the things that I needed to do that I was failing at doing. God had the ability to take my life, which was the vessel in the potter's hand, and even though it was broken, even though it was marred, even though it was flawed, even though it was messed over by sin, he was still able to take that vessel and remold it into something else. And so when I tell you today, I sat down and I looked back over my life, where I was and how messed up my life was, and how much I hated myself. There was just so much self-hatred, because I was failing miserably at pleasing God. And I allowed sin to enter into my life and just create a complete mess of me. God never tossed me away because my purpose was still intact. My value and my worth, they were still intact. He took my life, as messed up as it was, and he remolded and he reshaped me into the person that I now am, so that I have an awesome opportunity to come on the air and talk with you from my heart and share with you my own personal struggles and teach you from the Word of God things that I had to learn for myself to get me to where I am now. I want to let you know that your value and your worth has not changed. Your purpose has not changed. Just because something went wrong in your life, just because some issues came up, just because you fell into the trap of sin, just because something you didn't, you're not following the pathway that has been designed for you to follow. Somewhere along the line, you got diverted or you got rerouted in another direction because you were leaning to your own understanding, or you started making choices independent of your manufacturer's input. Just because your life got flawed somewhere, God is still able to take your life, which is the vessel in his hand, because he's the master potter tonight, and he could shape it and remold it and put it back together to do the thing that he originally planned for you to do. Don't ever give up on yourself. 5 years from now, 10 years from now, you're going to look back and you're going to be amazed at the person that you turn out to be, because I am completely amazed at the person that I have emerged. It's almost like really the butterfly emerging from that cocoon. That ugly green caterpillar becoming the beautiful butterfly. That's exactly what your life is going to become if you choose not to give up. If you make the decision that you're going to grab a hold of your life and all the things that we've been talking about, looking at making that evaluation of your life and the sins that are holding you back and the practices and the habits that are holding you captive. If you come to that place of desperation, where you want transformation, where you want change, just listen, you can't change yourself. It's impossible. As I always share with people, it's almost like standing under a faucet and the water is running, under a shower, the water is running, and trying to dry yourself off. It's impossible. But the Holy Spirit is able to take your life where you are right now with all the mess that might be in it. He's able to take your life and he's able to reshape and remold you into the person that God intended for you to be so that you could unpress that pause button, pick up where you left off and start again. My challenge to you tonight is to start again. Notice I haven't even given you a topic. I would say unpress the pause button, reset your life, which you can't do. It's going to take the Holy Spirit, the power of the Holy Spirit, to come in and to bring transformation and change in your heart. Your responsibility is to respond to Him. Your responsibility is to obey Him. Your responsibility is to submit to Him. And as you do these things, He is going to come and He's going to take your life and He's going to recalibrate your life, bring you back to origin, bring you back to the original standard. And then He's going to put you on that pathway so that you can begin to flow one more time, moving into the purposes that God has for you. Let me pray with you. Father, I thank you for the listeners out there who diligently tune in every day, literally, every Wednesday or Sunday or any time during the week just to hear what you've given me to say to them. I pray for any person right now, Lord God, who finds his or herself in the place, him or herself in the place where I'm coming from, Lord God, where I had my own issues that I struggled with and just wanting to give up, wanting to throw in the towel because it was just so hard. It just seemed like no matter how much they're trying to do right, they just keep doing the wrong thing. And no matter how much they want to do the right thing, they never seem to get around to doing it, Lord God. I thank you that you are faithful. I thank you that it is you who will be working in this individual to will and to do according to your good pleasure. And all you require of us to do, Lord God, is just to submit. Just to yield to your Holy Spirit so that the work that you want to do in us, you can get it done. Thank you for not discarding us. Thank you for not throwing us away because we messed up, Lord God. Thank you for taking the marred vessels that we are and remolding and reshaping them, making them into something else, something more beautiful, Lord God. Thank you for causing their self-esteem to rise, for causing their identity in you to rise one more time. And thank you for re-imaging them, Lord God, in your image and in your likeness. In your name we pray. Amen. Thank you so much for tuning in tonight. This morning, I know it's a little bit different, this approach that I took, but I just wanted to speak to you a little bit from my heart. I hope you will tune in again this upcoming Sunday for another in our series. And I certainly look forward to sharing with you every time I get an opportunity to post something online, knowing that one or two people might be listening. I so look forward to doing this. And I definitely look forward to getting together with you again this upcoming Sunday. Please do visit my podcast page if you want to hear the messages. They're archived, they're available for your listening pleasure at any given point in time. And that address is batplc.podbean.com. And please feel free to send me an email, any questions or concerns that you might have. Thank you so much for tuning in. I definitely look forward to meeting with you again. This is Georgia Bryce of the Building According to Pattern podcast series. I'm out. Bye.